Welcome to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Courtesy of your friends at Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Chad Baker on with you, trying to get the coach on here this morning. And working on it. That's what we have to do when we multitask here. So we've got a. Let me do this, Coach. Let me shoot that over to you there. That way, it's easier for you there. We'll get you on one way or the other. While we're working to get Coach in here, we want to thank our sponsors. They include Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Surf Pro, like it never even happened. Good folks over at Latos Hardware in Westville for all those hard-to-find items. Visit Latos Hardware and make sure you say hi to Fifi. For our good buddy Dustin Ehler in Fairmount, Country Financial Agent, make sure to stop by his office. It's about time to maybe reevaluate your insurance needs. Well, Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler can definitely do that for you and get you rolling with that. We've got our good friends over at OSF Healthcare, osfhealthcare.org, for all any needs that you have, from urgent care to primary care, all the way up to cancer care and specialized care here in the Danville and Vermilion County area. Visit osfhealthcare.org for all their locations. All the folks over at U-House Diagnostics, U-House Truck Center, your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. Make sure you find them on Exit 210 East on Route 150 back to the Henning Road crossroads, and then hop on that south frontage road to backtrack. And let's see here. We've also got our friends over at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street, for the best in Mexican dining. Visit El Toro of Danville. I've got sent an email to Coach, so hopefully he's got that, and hopefully it'll be easier for him to click on through the email there. We'll see if we can get him up and running. I may have to jump back into the feed here. Let me do that here. Let me see if I can hop back in here and see if he's on the feed. We've got a lot to talk about, including the five playoff eligible, two of them already clinched, five eligible teams right now from the VVC. And then we've got a whole bunch more that we can dive into. There we go. Coach, I don't know, buddy. I sent you an email. It should have an invite in it.
I'm on it.
Okay. Did you joined with Google Meet?
I'm not sure what.
I got him in the background on the phone, and I'm seeing if he'll pop up here. Yeah. Well, there's. It should. I don't think it would have changed from last time. So that's, I told him to go through the calendar out, and I sent the invite. So, so we'll keep an eye on this here. And there he is. Let's brag and bring him on board. Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's just, I don't know what happened on my, I got three devices, the cell phone, the tablet, and the computer. And usually we do it on the tablet, but for some reason, the tablet is not being cooperative.
Gotcha. Well, What would it if it wasn't for technology throwing us curveballs? Then what would we get frustrated at, right?
Well, that's exactly right. That's why I have an IT guy. Ironically, he's Colin, by the way.
Yeah.
But that's you know, we look at it, and I'm sure, Chad, things have expedited with you doing your broadcast. I know we've talked about it when you had the marting system and you ran up the top of the building and put the marting on, and it's so much easier now. And you know, everything we have is so much easier to do stuff. We think it's easier.
Yeah.
And you know, live stream. I watched some of the Westville game. I'm 3,000 miles from home, and I watched the game. Listen to Seth Miller. I'd rather listen to Chad Baker, but
and you could have, and you can go back. Speaking of which, you can go back and listen on demand of the action last night if you want to hear multiple perspectives of it. So that's a nice thing about it. So, let's dive right in here. Let's see.
Let's dive right in. See if we can find the. I'll have to go.
Yeah. You got to go find all the prep work.
It's in a separate email,
by the way. All right.
It's in a separate email. Yeah. So I'll go to the computer this time and laptop and find your email. Because I had it on my phone and, oh my gosh.
Everything falls apart, right?
You think that we got it solved and it just went south on us.
It happens. So in our OSF game of the week last night, Westville a win over Watseka 55-0. Easton Barney, our Ross's boss of the game, courtesy of State Farm agent Ross Webb. He had two receptions, 56 yards and a TD, three rushes, 16 yards and a TD, and a crucial interception that ran it back to the one-yard line that accounted for his upcoming rushing touchdown in that game. Here's what he had to say afterwards.
I'm here with Easton Barney of Westville. 52 yards receiving, one touchdown, 16 yards rushing, and an INT earns him the Ross's Boss of the Week. Easton, what led to your success here tonight?
We've been working hard all week and just running the ball as hard as I can, and my line blocks really well for me, and that's about it.
Were you a bit happy to be able to cash in on that work that you put on that INT? Getting stopped at the one-yard line must have been a little bit sad, but coach gave you the handoff, got that touchdown. What were you going through right there?
Yeah, it was unfortunate to get tackled on the one, but when I got my number called, I knew I was going to run it in the end zone, and just grateful for that.
Thanks to Cooper McCarty for the audio there. Easton Barney, he's the third Westville the Tiger to get the Ross's Boss of the Week this year, along with his quarterback Easton Boland and Lincoln Cravens. And Westville sitting at 7-0 right now on all cylinders running. Watseka sitting at 1-6. And they've got a little easier going the rest of the way. Then we'll have Moments and Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac throughout the rest of the season here. Coach, your thoughts?
Well, here's what's really good, Chad. This is an improvement over last year. I really like the idea that you talk to the players or the coach after the game. And that gives a little bit of insight what they're feeling and how they're going. And that's what people want to know. They want to know the heartbeat of the team. They want to know the heartbeat of what the coach is thinking. And hats off to you, Chad, your group. I think that's a big plus. And Westville, we know, they're going to roll through the whole thing. And hopefully, as the playoffs come, which is a concern, I'm sure, of Coach Goodlove, is that we've had these blowouts. What happens when the game comes down? We're tied at halftime or we're in late in the fourth quarter and it's a 14-14 game. What's going to happen with these guys? And believe me, that's a tough one.
It's the mentality.
How's he going to replicate that?
Yeah. The mentality you got to build up whenever you're in those tough games and maybe not, some things aren't going right, or maybe the competition's a little tougher. I don't think you want to take for granted the fact that you're blowing out teams. You want to, and I think we see it with Westville. It doesn't matter if they're up by a touchdown or if they're up by six touchdowns. The motor keeps running. You play the 48 that you're given, and you play till that final siren goes off.
Well, I think the part, like I guess I was trying to say, is that there comes a time period in this game is about repetition and about situations and so forth. And I think, and this goes with basketball, you see teams that are, they're undefeated, and all of a sudden they run in because their schedule's been weak, and you run into a team in the tournament play, and now it's down, you know, every possession's a possession.
Yeah, yeah.
And how do players react to those possessions is, if they have not been in those situations, it's tough to be real successful in those situations. And unless you're just such a superior athletic team, which there's very, 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 very few that I've ever seen, basketball, football, no matter what.
Yeah.
And I think that would be my concern for the Westville Tigers is that, and I know Coach Goodlove, he's not trying to run the score up on anybody.
Sure.
I mean, he's got to play guys, and, you know, he's playing younger guys all the time. But he has to be concerned that, okay, in these games, these guys are playing maybe two quarters. Okay, now we're going to come to the playoffs. We go to the first round, win, go to the second round, win. We're there. Now we got to play four quarters. Mm-hmm. Do they have the endurance? Okay, we can say practice does all that. But still, he's got to do something in practice. I know him well enough. He's got to do something. I always say it's where you make practice tougher than games. In other words, you've got to make practice in those situations tougher than games. And that's what's going to be his challenge the rest of the way, because nobody else is going to challenge him until he gets to the playoffs.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
In his mind, he has to be preparing for the tournament. There's nobody else. I mean, he's won the league. He's in the playoffs. So what else do he has to start preparing, A, for younger teams to come up and obviously be fundamentally sound, but he has to prepare for the playoffs. So what he's doing in practice, maybe it's, I call it numerical disadvantage things. Maybe, you know, I'll give you an example. I don't know that he's doing this, but this would be something I would do. Let's say he has just his linemen and he has seven defensive players. And he tells his offense, okay, you're going to go five against seven. Five offensive players, seven defensive players.
Yeah.
Well, coach, we're outnumbered. You're exactly right. Now we got to see if you've got to make decisions as quick as you can. It's all about decision making. And then you do it, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever maybe his clock time is. He has to do that to get his team prepared for the tournament. And, I've seen all the equipment they have. They have the stuff to go do that. I think that's what's going to come down to, because he's obviously in these games, his teams are not on the field for the whole time period, and that can be quick, because they're going to come to playoffs, they're going to be on the field, and there may be a game with a 7-6 game. Okay, sure. So are you prepared for that? Is your defense prepared? They may be on the field, and maybe it's a running team, and they just keep Westville on the field, slow the game down, you know, run up one side, down the other, and you know, it's like stalling in basketball. So
yeah, well, especially with these two-way players. Yeah,
yeah. And how many two-way players does he have? Does he have enough? And they're just all kind of questions. And I'm not trying to jump way ahead. You know, every coach says, well, you know, you got to play one game. Okay, BS. I don't believe that. he's preparing to win a state championship. And that's what he should be doing.
Absolutely.
He was been there twice. He knows, he's a veteran coach. What is it going to take to get his kids mentally, physically prepared for that? Because the rest of the season, he's going to run through the rest of them. Now, that's where it's at with Guy Goodlove.
Speaking of which, here's what Coach Goodlove had to say about last night's performance.
Coach Goodlove, what were your thoughts from today's game?
Well, you know, we did a good job of preparing all week long, and we came out and took care of business. So I thought the kids played well. Varsity played the first half. I thought they executed well, did what we wanted to do. And, you know, we're 7-0, and we've got some momentum heading into the last part of the season.
You know, you've had a couple of these Ross's Bosses of the Week, and this one going to Easton Barney this week. What did you like that you saw from him today?
Well, Easton's all over the field, whether it's on offense or defense. He's scoring touchdowns. He's making tackles defensively at the middle linebacker spot. You know, he's just a terrific all-around football player. There's not anything that he can't do on the football field, and he's our leader. He's our captain. Anything that we've asked him, you know, the great thing about Easton is he's also a straight-A student. So, you know, when you're going over the game plan and what you want to do during the week, he's the guy that soaks it all in and can communicate it during the game out there on the field.
Thank you very much, Coach. Good luck next week.
Thank you.
You don't coach 31 years and not get it. He gets it. We know that. And, of course, they're highlighting one of his captains, one of his players, what he does off the field in prepping and, of course, absorbing. I mean, we know the difference between teams that can absorb the education side of sports and how to do it and the teams that are just going out there and just having fun. And there's a difference because the ones that are absorbing and learning and soaking it in and figuring out how to best use their talents within the confines of that playbook, those are the ones at the upper part of the standings right now.
Well, and that's true. And I know Easton. I've had him work with some stuff with basketball. Of course, I know the family. I think we go back to preparation. Okay, and he can look at as much video as he wants to, but somewhere in this next 2 to 3 weeks, maybe in practice, the Coach Goodlove will go, okay, now we're going to send two guys to Easton Park. Now what are you going to do? I mean, he's got to prepare Easton not only looking at video, which is okay, but the game is about reaction and situations. And so it may be in practice, again, maybe you have five defensive players and you've got eight or nine offensive players. So now Easton, they're sending two blockers. Like, what are you going to do? Yeah. And that prepares Easton for those situations. And I'm giving that example. I don't know whether Coach does that or not, but I'm just, for the fans, I'm just giving that as an example for Easton. Great, you can watch as much video as you want to. I'm not poo-pooing that by any stretch of imagination.
Yeah.
But when you're on that football field and somebody's coming at you, you better be able to react. You're going to know what the situations are. And that comes through practice every day. Despite what Allen Iverson used to say, practice, well, okay, you better be prepared. And yeah. Coach Goodlove is a preparation coach. He'll put him in those situations and he will react to those situations because he's been prepared in practice, both physically and mentally.
We got to breeze through the other scores here because we just talked about one game for about 10 minutes here. So last night, BHRA pounds Moments 49-0. Liam Parrish for the Blue Devils, 16 rushes, 215 yards, 3 TDs.
Blue Devils are back.
That they are. They are 5-2, playoff eligible. Clifton Central, 54, Hoopston Airy, Armstrong Potomac, nothing.
No question about them.
Yep, they're 6-1. They've clinched. The Comets have. The other Comets, Oakwood, pounds Iroquois West to become playoff eligible. They're 5-2, 48-0. Alex Wallace, 13 for 19, passing 187 yards, 4 TDs, all of those to Nathan Young.
So, well, question right there. We have to go back to history. It may be, I don't think Oak was in the playoffs last year. Or
they did go. They got in at 5-4 and then lost their opening ground game.
Okay.
So they're building on that, but looking to be in pretty good position here this year. Salt Fork defeats Georgetown Richfarm Chrisman. This is an interesting game. So 48-20. And remember, we're not that far removed from a GRFC team that they were lucky to score a touchdown, let alone get the points. But they're 3-4. Salt Fork, of course, going to 5-2. Zayden Bromley for the Storm, 5-9 passing, 106 yards, 2 TDs, and then add 159 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns on 6 rushes. And Salt Fork hanging in there. They're 5-2 as well.
Well, the sidekick to this is the two coaches played at Georgetown Richfarm.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
Two coaches.
Coach, you there?
Yep, I'm back. I keep getting calls. So
yeah,
both coaches played at Georgetown Richfarm, and there's a little bit of sides to that. Both of them come back playing at Ike Birch Field. So
Normal dumps Danville 41-0. Richland County, that's Olney. They defeat Paris 41-22. Gavin Cawthorn for the Tigers. That's funny. They're both Tigers. For the Almy Tigers, two passing touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns for the win there. Prairie Central over Rantoul, 40-6. Dalton Steidinger for Prairie Central, 10-13 passing, 137 yards, four TDs. Unity pounds PBL, 47-0. Dane Eisenminger, Crew Eckstein, three touchdowns apiece for the Rockets.
I'm waiting for the Rockets and the Spartans. You're going to see them in the playoffs.
Bloomington Central Catholic over St. Joe Ogden. St. Joe Ogden right now 4-3. 67-28 to 36 unanswered second half points for the Bloomington Central Catholic squad there. They're undefeated. Argentina Orienta over Tri-County 49-9. Carter Logue, six rushes, 100 yards, three touchdowns rushing, 78 yards, and a touchdown through the air on 2 of 2 passing. Villa Grove pulls one off over Sangamon Valley, 25-24. Max Wilson with the one-yard touchdown run with 14.1 seconds left. They go for two. Jackson Geyer to Aiden Henry for the conversion to win it. On the Indiana side, Fountain Central dumps North Vermilion 51-6. Eli Foxworthy, 6 of 8, passing 93 yards, two touchdowns, three rushes for 41 yards and two TDs.
Yeah, there. North Vermilion's had a rough run there. That's kind of unusual, but I think the old coach is back, so they'll get back.
Covington dumps Attica 53-0. Bo Bishop, 11-15 passing, 113 passing yards, two TDs and an interception, added eight rushes of 104 yards and three TDs into trouncing there of the Ramblers. Riverton Park over Park Heritage, 74-6. Sean Vester, 112 rushing yards, two TDs. This also ties Riverton Park's single-game point record. Seeger over South Vermilion, 56-20. Lafayette Central Catholic over the Bison of Benton Central, 69-8. Eight-man football last night, Milford Sista Park over Blue Ridge, 64-28. Earlier in the week, last Saturday, the Bearcats knocked off Meridian, 52-30. This week,
Bearcats are back on. You know, they've had a good run. Probably the best moves ever been made. Steve Tedrow brought them into eight-man football. And as long as you got kids active and doing what they're supposed to do, and they look forward to come doing it. And hats off to the Bearcats and the eight-man football.
Absolutely. Coming up this week, Thursday action, Milford will host St. Ann and eight-man action, and everything else Friday, or mostly everything else Friday. We'll have BHRA at Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman with 6:30 p.m. State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame and a 7 p.m. kickoff of your OSF game of the week Friday night. Elsewhere, Clifton Central at Iroquois West, Salt Fork at Oakwood, Westville at Hoopston Area, Armstrong Potomac, Moments host Watsika, Danville is at Richwoods, Paris at Robinson, Rantoul at PBL, St. Joe Ogden at Seneca, Unity at Illinois Valley Central, Villa Grove at Sullivan, Attica at South Vermilion, Seeger at North Vermilion, Fountain Central at Park Heritage, Covington at Riverton Park, Tipton at Benton Central. Flag football this past week, the Danville Lady Vikings wrap up their season. They had IHSA Regional over at Muhammad Seymour. They would win their first game over Peoria 18-13, then were shut out by the Lancers of Belleville East by a count of 27-0. We've got to take a break. We're up against ABC Sports World. When we come back, we'll squeeze in everything else we've got, including our good buddy Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, or sports news you can use, sports and wellness edition. We'll also hear from St. Joe Ogden soccer coach Chris Stevens when the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, courtesy of Sir Pro Vermilion County.
I'm Alex Soboria. We crowned the WNBA champion on Friday.
5.7 remaining. Stokes gets it in. That will do it. That's three of a kind for the Las Vegas Aces. WNBA champions for the third time in 4 years. A dynasty declared.
Ryan Rucco on ESPN. The Las Vegas Aces win their third WNBA title in 4 years, sweeping the Phoenix Mercury 97-86 in Game 4. It's the first ever best of seven WNBA finals, ending in a sweep. Just the second team in WNBA history to win 3 and 4. Asia Wilson is the MVP, scoring 31 points with 9 rebounds, her second finals MVP in her career. Wilson, the first player in either the WNBA or NBA to win regular season, finals MVP, defensive player of the year, and scoring title in the same season. All three titles come with Becky Hammon as the head coach. She says this title hits different.
This one hits different because it was different. There was probably a lot more adversity than any of us anticipated. And at the end of the day, we're all human. But we're humans that wanted to get it right and get it right together.
Becky Hammon on ESPN. On the Major League Diamond, Game 5 of the ALDS, a spot in the LCS to face the Blue Jays on the line. A solid outing from the Tigers starter Tarik Skubal with 13 strikeouts. He'd leave the game with a no decision. Game would go into extras into the 15th inning. Jorge Polanco becomes the hero.
Hanley ready to 3-2. Swing and a line drive. Base hit in the right field. The Mariners have walked it off. They're going to the ALCS.
Roxy Bernstein on ESPN Radio. It's the first LCS appearance for the Mariners since 2001, ending the third longest active drought. Mariners now 3-0 in winner-take-all games. That sets up the ALCS. Game 1 from Toronto between the Mariners and Blue Jays is on Sunday.
Not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if she feels.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermillionCounty.com.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center, offering DOT inspections as well as diagnostics, tires, and oil changes, both in-shop and on-site. UHAS is a family-owned and operated shop that understands that life doesn't stop for vehicle issues. Ask about their shuttle service to and from the shop while they work on your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or visit UHASDiagnostics.com for full list of services or to make an appointment. Open Monday through Friday 7 to 7 and Saturday 7 to 12. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
You know, medium rare is the only way to go.
Oh yeah, that's a good looking steak.
But did you know that only 20% of people ages 45 to 59 have completed a colon cancer screening? The good news is regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep sizzling your family's dinner to perfection. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Welcome back to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app. Ray, courtesy of ServPro of Vermilion County. We dive into cross country. Last weekend, Peoria Invite ran to a place 34th with the boys, 29th with the girls. Lincoln Prairie Conference meet this week, won by Heritage on the boys' side. They had it 28, and holding off Sullivan and Villa Grove. Everybody else did not have team scores. The ALAH Knights won the girls' meet. Sullivan, the only other one with the team score there. Illini Prairie Conference meet, claimed by St. Joe Ogden, boys and girls. Unity runner-up on the boys' side and placed third on the girls' side. PBL ran into a little further down. At Paris, Paris wins the boys' meet over La Salette and West Vigo. Wabash River Conference meet won by Seeger. It goes Seeger, South Vermilion River, and Park 1, 2, 3 on both sides. The KCC All-Area meet. Iroquois West and Watseka had participants, not enough for team scores. Then the big Cumberland invite Thursday night. won by Heron on the boys' side. Paris would place fourth, Heritage fifth on the boys' side. On the girls' side, Marshall wins. Oakwood Salt Fork a third place showing there with races that included about 20 teams on each side, at least 20 teams for that one. No cross country from last night. Today you've got Danville at the Delavan Invite, Hoopston area and PBL at the Prairie Central Pontiac Invite, Rantoul and Unity at Metamora for the Running Red Invite, Cumberland hosting Villa Grove, Benton Central at the Hoosier Conference meet today. And then cross country winding down, you've got the Vermilion Valley Conference meet this week at Hoopston. You've got the Little Illini Conference meet for Paris over at Terre Haute. They're at Laverne Gibson. You got the Villa Grove at the PBL end of season meet, Tri-County at Cerro Gordo Bement here before the end of the week. For boys soccer action, we will dive into after we check in with our good buddy Tim Dittman, OSF Healthcare for Sports Wellness News You Can Use.
Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. Temperatures are cooling, but plenty of people are still taking outdoor bike rides. When it comes to knowing bike safety, look no further than celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay. He took a bad spill last year, resulting in a big bruise on his midsection.
It really shook me, and honestly, I'm lucky to be here. Now, from those incredible trauma surgeons, doctors, nurses in the hospital that looked after me this week, they were amazing. But honestly, you've got to wear a helmet. I don't care how short the journey is. I don't care, you know, the fact that these helmets cost money, but they're crucial.
Dr. Kurt Bloomstrand agrees with Ramsey's advice. The ED physician at OSF in Urbana sees bike, scooter, or motorcycle accidents often.
And a lot of times what happens is they fall off the bike, they try to, you know, put their arm out to protect themselves, and they might injure their arm. But most importantly, some of the things that we also see is related to head injuries. We do know that those patients riding a bike who get in a bike-related accident have better outcomes if they're wearing a helmet. Those that are not seem to have higher risk of head injuries, traumatic brain injuries. When we see patients in the emergency department that have suffered from a bicycle accident, we're going to do a rapid trauma assessment on them, but we're going to pay special attention to the head. We're going to make sure that there's no signs of skull fracture. We're going to make sure, you know, clinically there's no neurological abnormality, and we're most concerned about that. We may, depending on the severity of the injury, obtain a CAT scan to make sure there's no internal injury, such as bleeding on the brain or skull fracture, other things, because those are life-threatening emergencies that need to be addressed quickly.
Left untreated, some of those injuries, like head trauma, can have lifelong complications. So remember these tips. All ages should wear a helmet and consider knee and elbow pads, too. Long shirts, long pants, and closed-toe shoes are ideal. That means less skin exposed to the pavement. Be alert when riding. That means don't bike after drinking or taking drugs, don't go longer than your body can handle, and don't let your music drown out your surroundings. Find a bike that fits your body. Your feet should touch the ground when seated. Also, don't ride if the bike needs repairs. Obey all traffic laws and take steps to be visible at night. That could include a headlight, horn, or bright reflective clothing. And only one person on the bike at a time. Also, don't carry items. Put them in a backpack. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. For a podcast of these programs, go to WITYradio.com. For more on OSF Healthcare, visit OSFHealthcare.org. And for OSF Healthcare, I'm Tim Dittman.
Thanks, Tim. Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, bringing us that sports and wellness new health news that we can use here. We dive in now with boys soccer. Coach, you got some?
Yeah, I had it.
You had it. Hold on, just a second.
My screen just went blank on me.
Oh, I tell you.
No, I got it.
All right.
We're back. Thank God. Bishop back for the Watsika, Milford 1, South Remain 1, Owen Valley 0, Danville 3, Charleston 1, Oakwood South 4, Unity Rocket 0. Rantoul PBL 4, First Baptist Christian 2, St. Joe Ogden 11, the Watsika, Milford 2, Hoopston area Armstrong, Potomac at Clifton Central Council, IJSA Sectionals, Faith Christian, Lafayette Central Catholic 3, Covington 1, BHAR 3, Oceanaria 2, Bloomington 4, Danville 2, Iroquois West 8, Georgetown Ridge Farm Westville 3, Oakwood Salt Fork 2, the Fisher Bunnies and Gibson City 1, Illinois Valley Central 4, Rantoul PBL 4. It was a tie West, or excuse me, Watsika, Milford 8, Charmin 1, Monticello 6. Over the Rockets of Unity, the Iroquois West Raiders 2, Canaria, Armstrong Potomac 1, Champaign Central, the Maroons over Rantoul PBL 1, IHSA Sectional, South Vermillion, Northview 6, South Vermillion 1, West Lafayette, Benton Central Bisons 5. They're doing a lot better in soccer than they are in football. Over North Montgomery 1, BHHR 2, over Oakwood Salt Fork, Watsika Milford 8, Georgetown Ridge Farm Westfield 3, First Pass Christian 8, the Shaman Hilltoppers 0, Mantino 1. A loss there for the Spartans, which is going to lead us into an interview here in a minute. And Meridian 6 over the Rockets of Unity 1.
Absolutely. Today's action, Danville at the Jacksonville tournament, they're going to take on Bloomington early, Lincoln late. Rantoul PBL hosting Centennial, Unity at Warrensburg, Latham, Reed Custer at Watsika Milford, the IHSAA sectional championship at West Lafayette featuring the host team in Benton Central. Then coming up this week, not much. Richwood's at Danville, and then the IHSA regionals get underway towards the end of the week. Opening game at Moments with Watsika Milford at Hoopston area, Armstrong Potomac. But we go back to St. Joseph Ogden, a loss to Mantino. First blemish on the record of Coach Chris Stevens and St. Joe Ogden soccer this season. Had an opportunity to talk with Coach this week. Chad Baker talking with Chris Stevens today. St. Joseph Ogden soccer has had a rather incredible year. Chris, thanks for spending some time with us here talking about your program.
Hey, I appreciate the invite. Thank you, sir.
Let's talk about your team, first of all. And I think a lot of folks, when they hear boys soccer, they just know it's the season. This is boys / co-ed soccer for Illinois this time of year. A lot of the smaller schools that aren't able to offer a girls soccer program in the spring, they come together. So that kind of gives a little background of really what the scope is here. And your team is a co-ed team. Let's talk about some of your players that stand out here first and foremost.
Yeah, I mean, we have a good team this year. It all starts in the summer. We have 20 practices in the summertime, and kids show up to those practices, give everything they can to know that once the season starts, there's not many times or much time at all for practice because of the fact that there's so many games. You know, right this year we have 24 games in a season. So, first of all, it's an honor to St. Joe to allow me to be in head coach and to allow me to run the program the way I want to run it and to get things going the way we want to do it and how we do it, me and my assistant coaches. Right now, we have a defense that is incredibly strong. We actually have a goalie that's in the frame right now that has never played goalie. He's actually a field player. We have yet to have our actual goalie, starting goalie from the last 2 years, play 1 year because of some unfortunate injuries. Mm-hmm. So that being said, our goalie just set a record for 8 consecutive shutouts. So now he is part of the IHSA record on that this year. So between that and Zach Harper is a senior, been with the program 4 years. He's doing an extremely well job up top, has over 40 goals this year, and also is offensive-wise holds the team together. Junior Tyler Hess, the same way, goal-scoring machine. He had 3 or 4 hat tricks this year, mm-hmm. which is doing really well. And then offensive-wise, our freshman, Lucas Stevens, actually is leading the team in assists and has broke the school record for goals in a season. And as of right now, has broke the record for assists in a season by anybody. He's also leading the state of Illinois for freshmen in points. So we're blessed to have these three guys. And on top of that, these three guys have worked together for years, and that's what's coming together. You don't want to forget about the defense.
Sure. Because
the defense, honestly, is a unit, right? Mm-hmm. We have several kids that are very, very good back there. But it's a unit. It's been a unit. 3 of the kids have played together for almost 8 years now.
Yeah.
They know each other. They know each other's tendencies, what they do and how they do, what they're good at, what they're not good at. So that's been very well to have that.
Well, important to have a great defense. Takes the pressure off your goalie a little bit more. But
absolutely.
It sounds like they're, again, top-notch in just about every facet of the game. Well, let's take a look at, first of all, before we get to that streak of shutouts there, that your roster, very balanced in the fact that you're got, I thought I saw maybe 7 or 8 seniors that you're going to be graduating here at the end of the year.
Correct.
You talk about the freshmen. It's really evenly distributed throughout throughout the classes. So you really kind of have a system of recharge, reload the next class up to lead. And it looks like you have a system here that's in place that's going to allow you guys to be at the very least stable throughout the next several years here.
Yeah, we should be competitive the next couple of years. And again, I thank that to our club system here, mm-hmm. to our rec system here, that brings these players to me, that I don't spend as much time as some other coaches maybe doing the training for these guys. A lot of guys are to be able to plug in and learn the system pretty quick. So
you had a big opening win at the beginning of the season. It was the opening win over Oakwood Salt Fork that made my eyes pop, 7-3.
Correct.
Oakwood, we know, is maybe a little down from where they were the last couple of years. Maybe the talent just wasn't quite there. Still a solid program, still a solid team. Fenton's got a great philosophy there that's keeping these kids going. But then you come out and you start reeling off all these shutouts here. You had Argentina Orienta 9-0. Shutout right after that in that opening week. But then we get to the streak here. Hoopston area 8-0. Iroquois West 8-0. You had MPHE, which is a co-op, a 1-0. You have Schlarman, MacArthur. Is that Sangamon Valley and Central A&M?
Meridian. They're a co-op.
Yeah, so they've got three schools there kind of coming in together. FGCMS, you've got which is, no slouch of a program. BHRA, Blue Ridge, Monticello, you're pounding on them. I mean, you guys are just mowing people over here, not only with the high goal scoring, but you mentioned that defense, the goaltending, it's all coming together nicely. You've given up two or more goals only three times this year. And that just shows, once again, the perfect execution that your team is coming together to do.
Well, each player on his team plays for every other player on the team. So that's not something I can coach, right? Mm-hmm. That's something that these kids, whether it's at school, it's out of school, these kids are around each other all the time. The thing that I noticed about our team is, you know, when I was in school, it was always the seniors were the seniors and the freshmen are freshmen, correct?
Right.
It's not like this in this program. Freshmen hang out with seniors and seniors hang out with juniors and they hang out with sophomores. Everybody hangs out with each other. And I think that off the field shows on the field. The trust is there. The push is there for getting to want to be better. The push is there for making the plays, showing what they need to show on the field because they want to do that for their teammate or their friend, correct?
Absolutely. Well, Chris, I appreciate you taking time off to talk with us about your program. All the best to you. We'll be watching either near or far and keeping an eye on what appears to be just a really good run for your team here. And hopefully we can see a champion here in Central Illinois with you guys.
I think that's the biggest thing, Chad.
I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Chris, thanks for joining us, buddy. That's Chris Stevens, St. Joseph Ogden Soccer. And Coach, he's going to have his hands full here coming up here towards the playoffs here, is that the competition's going to get tougher. You know, I know that in the regionals, he's going to see some of those teams that he knows really well, but I think there's definitely some skill that they have there, a good nucleus that's going to allow them to go deeper into the soccer postseason.
Well, it should be. I mean, and that's a great league that they play in. I mean, you know, Bloomington Central Catholic, the Rockets, Chillicothe. I mean, you just go down the list. I mean, and I again go back, how strong your league is and your competition only makes you better.
Absolutely. You got girls soccer.
I got girls soccer. Hold on just a second. I moved down the volleyball. Sorry. I jumped ahead a little bit. Girls soccer, Owen Valley 1, South Vermillion 0, IHSA sectional, Hanover Central, Hanover 4, Benton Central Bisons 1. I just say sectional. This is the big one in the area at Southmont. Southmont 7, South Vermillion 0, the Covington Trojans 3, Greencastle 1.
They meet in that sectional championship today. The winner moves on. The loser ends their season there. So
big time for the Covington Trojans.
Absolutely. We'll transition now. Boys tennis for this past week. You had regionals over at Carmel. You had Park Heritage defeating Crawfordsville 3-2. Carmel defeated Park Heritage 5-0. So that ends their season as a team. Aiden Batchelor of Fountain Central would beat Dean McGoffey of Southmont 6-1-6 Love, and then lose to Elias Grimm of International School of Indiana 6-3-6 Love to end their season. Girls tennis, Bloomington purple and gold invite last weekend. Danville placed third. Great showing by Anna Haupt and placed second in number one singles. And then Aaliyah Morgan and Rosabella Beyer placed second in number two doubles. The team would defeat Watsika 9-0. You had Paris over Robinson 8-1. A few cancellations in there. St. Joe Ogden, pair of victories over Schlarman GCMS. Watsika would lose to Pontiac last night at the Big 12 Conference. Danville is currently third. They continue that today. They had doubles yesterday. Third place showing for Haupt and Brown. Second place for Beyer and Morgan. And number two doubles. And then number three doubles. Third place showing for Maurer and Hess. Paris wins Little Illini Conference meet last night in girls tennis. Peyton Keyes with the number one showing in singles, and Moreski and Bartos, that pairing number two in doubles. That continues today, and then this upcoming week, you've got Paris hosting Teton JV, St. Joe Ogden at Roa Forsyth, Watsika at Kankakee, St. Joe Ogden at Muhammad Seymour, and IHSA sectionals around the corner for girls tennis there as well. We need to get a break in. When we come back, we'll talk volleyball. We'll talk DAC sports as well when the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, or the WITY radio app, courtesy of SERPRO of Vermilion County.
Did you know SERVPRO does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. SERVPRO can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. SERVPRO does it all. Visit them at SERVPROVermilionCounty.com.
This is Fifi the Cat from Leto's Hardware. The store is stocked with great tools to pick up what falls down, like rakes, scoops, and bags for falling leaves, and shears and saws for branches. Squirrel away fallen nuts with our easy-to-use nut gatherers. I haven't been able to catch a squirrel, but you can catch everything you need for fall at Leto's Hardware in Westville. Keep up with my weekly deals on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
Welcome back to the Saturday Sports Connection on all the WITY platforms, courtesy of SERVPRO of Vermilion County. Coach, you got boys and girls golf in sectional action here.
All right, here we go. IHSA sectionals, Elmhurst, Timothy Christian, advancing team, Timothy Christian, Prairie Central, non-advancing team, BHR, Hipson did not advance in Bloomington. Quincy Notre Dame advanced, Normal U-High advanced, team, no other teams advancing, girls golf. Here we go. In Monticello, advancing teams, Mount Carmel, Effingham, St. Anthony, Monticello. In Pontiac, it was Tri-Valley, Monmouth United, Macomb. Pekin, advanced teams, Lincoln Way East, and O'Fallon, Normal U-High. There we got it.
It's that's tough because usually we have a couple of golfers that advance to state, at least individually, not this year, you know, and that's surprising me a little bit because we've had some pretty good rounds this year, some folks that have stood out, that some teams, but they're getting golf on the rise. We're only going to do it more probably here in future years.
You got the volleyball.
We do. Last weekend, Armstrong Potomac went 1-4 at the Muhammad Seymour tournament. The only win over Urbana, some tough competition there. Winamac wins a tiebreaker, and three teams finished 2-1 at the Attica tournament. In fact, the only team not to finish 2-1 was the host team, Attica. Banks of the Wabash last weekend. Park Heritage goes 2-0. South Vermilion and River and Park 1-1. North Vermilion 0-2. Benton Central sweeps the Hoosier Conference tournament to become champion for the third year in a row. This week in action, Sista Park topped PBL to keep their train rolling on. They would also knock off Oakwood. in matches. You had Salt Fork having a win over Iroquois West. The pesky team in volleyball this past week, surprisingly, Watsika. So we saw Watsika knock off Westville. They also defeated St. Anne, but then they would lose to Armstrong Potomac, also a sneaky, kind of pesky volleyball team there. Don't let people lie to you. The volleyball around here is really solid. Of course, everybody's going to be keeping eyes on. They're all going to keep eyes on Sista Park, but you know Westville's been really good for the last couple of years. You've got BHRA hanging in there. You've got Armstrong Potomac, which is gritty and tough and taking a lot of teams down. You have Watsika in there. So volleyball, they're, again, pretty good. We'll see how that shakes out here coming up in a couple of weeks when the postseason hits. Lincoln Prairie tournament, you had Heritage going 1-1. You had Tri-County going 1-1. You had Villa Grove in there. You had in the Constellation Championship, Tri-County made it, but they would lose to Argentia Orienta in volleyball action there. Today, like a slate of action there, Paris Tiger Classic featuring Tri-County, Paris, and Chrisman, Milford PBL and Rantoul at the PBL Volleyball Classic, Seeger Park Heritage, Seeger at the North Montgomery Tournament. I don't know why I said Seeger twice. I just wanted to make that point clear. Then this week, they've got a big match for St. Joe Ogden hosting Bloomington Central Catholic, and they're always a great rivalry in any sport for that. Sista Park's got a little challenge, too. They got Bishop Mack coming in here later in the week. IHSAA sectionals at the end of the week. Riverton Park and Attica at Covington. Also at Covington, Covington Fountain Central. Park Heritage and Greencastle at South Vermilion. Benton Central and Seeger at North Montgomery later in the week for girls volleyball action. DAC Sports, men's college golf.
Golf, MWAC conference tournament. Danville finished tied for fourth. Golfers for Danville on top, 30, Josh Matthews, plus 8, Lyndon Kirkwall, plus 11. He was 16th, and Connor Campbell was 17th. Nick Burns, 22nd, and Benton Freetag, whose dad used to be a coach at Salt Fork. Women's golf, Danville Area Community College, no result. Men's cross country, Nike Town, Twilight, Danville Area Community Runners, Jacob Rupp at 94th. College volleyball, Danville Area Community College defeated Delta. And then Morton defeated Danville Area Community College. Danville Area Community College defeated John Wood, 25-20, 25-22, 25-17. Women's college basketball, St. Mary's of Danville Area Community College. That's an exhibition game. College baseball, Danville Area Community College at Franklin Frontier, Danbury Community College, College Softball, Danbury Community College at Miami, Ohio, which is there. He's showcasing his players, Danbury Community College at Western Illinois. These are all exhibition games.
And, of course, the exhibition continues for college softball there at the Ohio State Charity Classic tomorrow and at Kentucky later in the week. Cross country for college, Danville area at Bradley Pink Classic this upcoming week. We start seeing men's college basketball, men's and women's. Men host Kankakee, women host Carl Sandburg. You got the Vincent's Jamboree tomorrow for men's college hoops as well. One item of note, congrats to Riverton volleyball, Riverton Park volleyball player Annie Campbell reaching 900 kills in her career, only the fourth in history to do that. Coach, we're going to get with you next week. Does that sound good, or are you going to be busy?
That sounds good. Maybe hook me up on Friday. We'll just make sure we go over this Google one, but we got it done today. That was good. You got big games coming up, Chad. You did a great job with the interviews. Hey, everybody have a great weekend. I know I am.
We'll talk.
I see the palm tree swaying.
We'll talk to you next week.
Hey.